Hello, welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Paul Lambus with the latest news from the island. Finance Minister Konstantinos Petridis has pledged to hold fast amid mounting calls for an increase in government handouts, warning that otherwise the public debt may spiral out of control. Petridis spoke of a storm of legislative proposals wanting to cut revenues and raise expenses, but he said he hoped logic would prevail and that the viability of the economy could be safeguarded. He added that the government must resist such calls from political parties ahead of the presidential elections, a period rife with promises of handouts. Petridis said the financial assistance announced to farmers earlier this week cannot be seen as a ploy to gain votes ahead of the 2023 elections. In the past, the minister said Cyprus enjoyed an artificial prosperity thanks to high consumer lending, and he warned that the next generation will have to pay for the mistakes of the current generation. Members of the House Transport Committee are calling on the government to work on regulating the use of personal mobility vehicles in Cyprus, most notably electric scooters. The government bill governing the use of scooters or e-scooters is an interim arrangement in anticipation of an EU directive regulating the matter. Operators must be 16 years old and over and must wear a helmet. At a minimum, a scooter must have a braking system, lights in front and in the back, a bell and tyres. The maximum allowable speed is 15 kilometres per hour. VCMP Fotini Tsiridou said the aim was to find ways to tackle road accidents on the island. She said that personal mobility vehicles were firstly introduced as recreation vehicles, but due to their growing popularity, they are now increasingly used as proper means of transport. 11 underage unaccompanied minors are missing, some for up to 3 years, MPs heard on Thursday as elected officials decried double standards. The report was made available by the Deputy Social Welfare Ministry at the House Interior Committee, summoned to discuss the migration issue, which stated that 11 such people have been reported missing to the police from 2019 up until April 2022. In total, 4 went missing in 2019, 3 in 2021, and 4 in 2022. Greens MP Alexandra Talidou was among those who expressed dismay at the seeming double standards as to how such cases are investigated. She said that if 5 Cypriot children went missing, the entire population would be horrified, but when 5 third country children go missing, it does not lead to the same reaction. The Deputy Ministry Digital Policy has announced the launch of a new digital platform that will enable the public to make video appointments with the citizen service centres island-wide. Through the platform MyGovLive, people will be able to arrange video conference appointments and make effective electronic transactions related to services provided. For the time being, MyGovLive includes only Cypriot citizens. The platform will be accessible by Wednesday, April 20th, 2022, and the first video conference appointment slots will be available from the 2nd of May. And finally, the late former Nicosia Mayor Lelos Dimitriadis was laid to rest on Thursday, with the political leadership paying their respects to a man who left his mark on the Cypriot landscape for decades. Dimitriadis passed away last Saturday at the age of 89. Ministers, senior government officials and MPs attended the funeral service held at the Holy Church of St. Sophia in Nicosia, the expenses covered by the municipality of Nicosia. Current Nicosia Mayor Konstantinos Yorkagis said all of Nicosia mourns over the loss of Dimitriadis, whom he called the town's offspring. Today, Nicosia stands proud because you laid the foundation that allowed us to write the next chapters in its modern history. As a tribute to Dimitriadis, the mayor of the capital for 30 years, the municipality has renamed 2 squares in the old town to Lelos Dimitriadis Square. A bust of the late Dimitriadis will also be placed at one of the squares. That's all for today. For the latest news, commentary and analysis, please visit www.cyprus-mail.com.